regarding the priest, there are two parts. In the churches, everything I'm sharing with you, sisters, is a divine, infallible article of the faith. Many priests nowadays don't know this. I never learned it in the seminary. There are two parts regarding the priest. First, sanctity is not necessary. Now we call it anathema. If anyone says that priests in mortal sin do not have the power of binding or loosing, let him be excommunicated. In other words, if anyone says that a priest in mortal sin cannot either absolve or deny absolution, that is heresy. The holiness of the priest does not affect the validity either of the confession or the necessity of confession, or most important, the validity of the absolution. A priest in mortal sin can and does validly absolve. And over the years, as I try to go to confession, often I never ask the priest, "Father, how holy are you?" In fact, in the society of Jesus, St. Ignatius was so anxious that his men go to confession as often as possible. We have the very unusual privilege. We can go to confession to a priest who is laicized. A priest was deprived of his faculties of hearing confessions. Have a priest would tell me this. And over the years, all kinds of things have happened. "Don't worry, Father. Once I go to confession, you receive a faculty to give me absolution, even though you have been excommunicated from the priesthood." Isn't that wonderful? And Ignatius knew what was happening in the 16th century. And sisters, it is happening in the 20th century. No, any priest. In fact, you can't always tell nowadays who's a priest, the way they dress. I forget what country I was in, but some foreign country, and he got off the plane, and this man, he was on the plane, but it was warm country, and he had, pardon me, a black pair of pants. I thought to myself, maybe, just maybe he's a priest. So I asked him, "Are you a priest?" He blinked. "How did you know?" So then at the airport I went to confession. And That's part one regarding priests. Part two, only priests can absolve. Now here's the definition. If anyone says that not only priests, but that each and all of the faithful of Christ, or that two, each and all of the faith of Christ, was it said, whatsoever you shall bind upon earth shall be bound also in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, and whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. By virtue of which words, everyone can absolve from sins, from public sins by reproof only, and from secret sins by voluntary confession. Anyone who says that each and all of the faithful, and not only priests, can do that, let him be excommunicated. And as we'll see when we talk about the priesthood, sisters, the Vatican tells me, for the first time, as far as they know, in the Church's history, there are priests now writing Rome and asking for a declaration of nullity of the ordination, asking the Holy Father to declare that the ordination was not valid. Why not? Because they did not know what they were being ordained to. And that is why the Holy See has encouraged me, and Frank knows about it, to put together a modern summa and will be both in print and in computer, so that seminaries throughout the world will have textbooks to read in theology. And my plan is then to translate that into Latin, and then from Latin, any other language. Because in seminaries now, almost nowhere in the world are they using any Latin books. Sisters, the books in the vernacular, you name the language, German, French, Hindi, English, you name it, there are not enough good, sound Catholic books in existence. And the result is seminarians are being taught all kinds of things from books which they can read all right. But so what? Those books may be in, say, their own vernacular, but so many of these books are not authentically and thoroughly Catholic. Sisters, the situation, and I'm not manufacturing words, situation is grave. The need for priests, when I'm reading to you, only God knows, only He knows. But honestly, I would wonder if 1 out of 10 priests know what I'm getting you, are defined infallible doctrines of the Catholic Church.